Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew, the host with the most, the kid with the grid. You know how I do. I'm in the building doing it up for the chillin'. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm doing it real big. Now, welcome to the show, man. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. It's called Sunday Night Hip Hop Classics. This is the night that I rock a lot of hip hop joints for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing and doing what I do all day long on Beef Stew Radio. So, before we get into some music, man, I got some things to talk about. Let y'all know what we're going to be talking about today. Today we're going to be talking about Jay-Z. Man, y'all saying, why are we talking about Jay-Z? Well, it's not really talking about Jay-Z. Harvard girl, you know, Harvard tells a young black girl, basically, that she cannot put down, she filled out her application to go to college, and she put down Jay-Z as a role model. And I guess Harvard felt like Jay-Z wasn't a great role model for her, so they told her that she couldn't put down Jay-Z. But us at Beef Stew Radio, we know how we feel about that. We're not digging that, man. We think Jay-Z is a great role model, and he's a businessman. So I'm going to come back and tell you about that story a little later on in the show. We're also going to talk about tomorrow. We all know what tomorrow is, the tomorrow night show. It's going to be good because I'm going to have my man Heck on there tomorrow night. You know what I mean? And also, we're going to be talking about the debate. So it's going to be real good. We got an interview. We got Boogie Drop, S Boogie Dot, M Dot Boogie, just dropping down his new mixtape that's on Dot Piff tomorrow. We're going to play it. He dropped it last night. We're going to play it. We're going to be the first to play it, Beef Stew Radio. We're going to play the whole mixtape, you know, special show plus fight night. But I just want to let y'all know. Tonight's show, man, we doing some East Side Story type of joint. Know what I mean? East Side Story is the movie that I'm telling y'all that I'm participating in. Definitely a nice, hot movie. It's going down. Part one is about ready to drop. It's a mini-series. It's a mini-series. It's like a TV show similar to The Wire, but a little bit of different, little twist. It's really crazy, man. I think you guys are going to really, really like it. But we're going to get back into the early East Side. We're going to rock with everybody who came up from the East Side today. I always rock with Black Rob. Y'all know I always say that, so I'm not even going to get Black Rob today because y'all going to say, oh, you always play Black Rob, but y'all know Black Rob from the East Side, so I'm going to say that. But I'm going to give y'all some classic East Siders right now. Let's get down. Let's do this. Start from the beginning.
Shot for
Yeah, what's good? It's your man DJ Big Stu, man. I'm in the building, man. Once again, kicking it. It's Sunday Night Hip Hop. Sunday Night Hip Hop Classics with DJ Big Stu. That's the Boogie Boys. Rest in peace to my man Kid Divine. You know how that go. Boogie Boys had the, they had the fly joint back in the day. They had the fly girls. You know what I'm saying? The Boogie Boys was kind of like an extension to me, like of M7, because they was all tight back in the days, and they rocked the same parks a lot of times back in the days when you seen Magnificent Seven, you seen the Boogie Boys. But the Boogie Boys was fortunate enough to make a couple of records, you know what I mean? And they, you know, that was one of their joints right there called Zodiac. So, you know, back in the days, people used to scream at, the Zodiac sign was real big in hip-hop back in the days. You had a lot of MCs that used to scream out stuff, "What's your sign?" And that was part of the joint. You know, you don't got that party rocking like that no more in the game. Got some new news, man, you know what I mean? It's some exclusive beef, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know this is going down, but it's supposed to be, man, that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I don't know, man. Back in the day, still saying that it's still beef with Meek Mills and Wale. I don't know if that's true. They talking about back in the days, you know, Wale had interrupted Meek Mills and all that. But I don't know how true that is, man, me, myself, because they look like they probably got over that, man. You know, I'm not, you know, like, I really, you know, I think that's just something that people just publicized and trying to put out. But back in, I think it was back in 2011, they was doing an interview on the red carpet or something like that. And, Wale kind of interrupt Meek Mills, you know, kind of rudely, and, you know, Meek Mills put on a face like he didn't kind of like it. So, you know, it was like, I guess the same thing happened again or something like that. But, you know, people like to make things of things, so I don't really get caught up in that, you know what I mean? But, you know, on another note, man, we definitely was talking about, some other things. Like, we was talking about Jay-Z and Harvard. You know what I'm saying? Back in 2005, a Harvard freshman filling out a profile for an on-campus recruiting program listed Jay-Z as her, you know, as her role model. Shaquana Campbell was promptly called to the office, you know, of the career services and told, you know, to pick someone else. You know, she said it's not, they had told her it's not appropriate. We don't think people will respond to this well. That's what the career counselor told her. So, you know, but, you know, the thing with, you know, her story is, Ms. Campbell's story is, she grew up 7 blocks away from Jay-Z in Brooklyn and idolized the drug dealer turned rapper, you know what I'm saying? And she had refused to name someone else. She argued with the counselor, you know, her and the counselor had a bunch, you know, they argued, financing. You know, they finally came to a conclusion. They said, well, name him Sean Carter. So, you know, they let her put him down as Sean Carter. She was like, she told him, she said, I know I know his resume, you know, basically. But to her, she was like, yo, he made most of his respects, especially since 2004, you know, doing Wall Street things, you know. 7 years later, you know, she got kicked out of Harvard, who ended up getting kicked out of, still upset and telling, you know, how Harvard didn't respect her, you know, respect the businessman from her community. She was really upset with that. So, you know, I think she's, you know what I'm saying? She's probably fighting, you know, and making, you know, trying to get her story out with that. Because, you know, she also had made a point that Hov hangs out with Barack Obama, parties with Warren Buffett. He trails only to Diddy, you know, on the Forbes list of future hip-hop billionaires, and he's joined by a short list of the five black billionaires. So, you know, and I want y'all to ask me something like, can Jay-Z be a role model? I think so. I want y'all to put that on the blog. That's my thing of the day. I want y'all to say if Jay-Z can be a role model to somebody, can he be somebody people look up to and say, and do you feel that Harvard was wrong? Because I think Harvard was wrong myself personally. But people may feel differently. But Jay-Z right now, he owns some of the Nets, and he helped build, is the reason why they built the new stadium in Brooklyn. So I would think, I don't see how you can say that he's not. But that was early in his career when this happened. This was 5 years ago, but he still was making moves 5 years ago. He was signing major, major deals back then off of albums and all that. So I still think they was wrong. He still had a lot of business going on. Yeah. That's probably, yeah, you know, he still had a lot of business going on. So they was wrong. They get smacked in the face for that one. You know what I mean? They definitely get smacked in the face for that one. Drizzy Drake. You know what I'm saying? They hit the, you know, they speaking on Drake's wardrobe at the Howard homecoming. You know, they said he had some, you know, they said it was his birthday that day. And he hit the stage at the Park Lounge in Washington, D.C. to perform. You know, he popped a lot of bottles, you know, and, you know what I'm saying? And he was also, you know, he was also seen on the scene of Hennessy, of the Hennessy VS sponsored event, you know, where it was Hollywide, man, banging Lays Alonzo. But Drake had on, I don't know, he had on a crazy outfit, they were saying. It was a velvet outfit. They didn't really understand it. A lot of people didn't understand. They were like, yo, what Drake doing with that outfit on? But, you know, I guess Drake is trying to, you know, I guess he was trying to make a new GQ move with that outfit. You know what I mean? That's his style. You know what I'm saying? That's his style. And, you know what I'm saying? But the ladies is feeling, you know, I mean, the ladies looking at him, but the shirt was kind of crazy. You know, it was Hawaiian silky velvet, like, you know what I'm saying? And he arched eyebrows having that night. It was, you know, a lot of, they saying the women wasn't feeling Drake's, you know, because he said, they wasn't feeling his shirt, they said. But, you know, I don't know. That's just what people said. That's the public, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the public, man. So everybody's bugging out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just this thing's a go. I'm looking at this next thing that I'm getting ready that they passing me to get down on, and it's, I don't know if I'm gonna get down on this one right yet. I might come back to this one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to come back to this one, man. And we're going to get back into some more music on Beef Through Radio on the Sunday Night Classic Hip Hop. Another dude that used to rock from the East Side. He's actually from the West Side, but he used to rock the East Side, too, back in the Clinton Center days. And he's actually right now still doing shows when he's not refereeing places like the Kingdom or Rucker Park. This is the great and the one and only. It's the return of you know who, Captain Rock, 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 Rock. This is when he put part two out. Let's get it. We're doing all the East Side stories right now. Let's go. We're talking about it. Tonight, Sunday night, hip hop classic. DJ Big Stu, I dig in the crates. I go far back to where you can't even imagine. If you think you can stand up with me, get the guns down.
Rock, 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 rock. Captain Rock, we rock. Come on, y'all. Rock, 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 rock. Captain Rock, we rock. Come on, come on. Rock, 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 rock. With Captain Rock, we rock. You know what I'm saying? I'm spacing out. I'm freaking. Now come on, everybody stomp out and get it.
Captain Rock, we rock. We rock with Captain Rock. Oh! Come on. Come on. We rock with Captain Rock. Yeah. Captain Rock, a.k.a. Ronnie Green. Plus the four original Forster Projects. That was the joint right there. Shout out to my cuz, White Clizzy, a.k.a. White Cloud. Used to be dancing. My little cuz right there. Used to be dancing, doing a little dance back then on the sideline, doing his little feet work right there in the break part. This right here, my cuz used to be doing his little thing. And him and Ron Green be like, him and Captain Rock Robber be like, they be like, rah, rah, rah. You know, doing the feet work, you know, the dances that was out back then. Running Man and all that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Get the crowd going. Remember back in the days they performed at the King Dome game, Rock the House. Dougie Fresh, everybody, Little Rich, everybody was out there. And some other news, man, we got Vinda Lee Smith, man. This is some other news. Just want to tell y'all something. A pregnant New York City woman was stabbed just one day before her wedding. Pregnant, yeah. Vinda Lee Smith. Vinda Lee Smith, 36, was found on the floor of an apartment in East Flatbush section of Brooklyn, with a gaping wound to her neck. You know, it wasn't clear how long she's been dead for yet. The body was discovered by her landlord. Her unborn child, unfortunately, did not survive. And they said there was no signs of forced entry, no weapon was recovered. Police, they were interviewing friends and families. You know, they even spoke to her fiance. And basically, one of her friends said they can't even imagine who would do that to her. That's what her friend Sybil Samuel has said. They told the local newspaper. You know, if they, you know, I don't know. You know, people felt like, you know, they killed two people at one time, so, you know, people felt funny. Smith had four children in their teens and 20s. Friends said a baby shower had been planned for her Saturday evening, followed by a small wedding on Sunday. And friends told reporters that, you know, she met her fiance about a year ago. Smith was a devout seven-day evangelist, too. So, and she attended the New Dimension Church, you know, where she was supposed to get married. Congregation members were concerned when she didn't show up for that morning service, you know, because she was the type of person that was always on time, you know. So, when the news came to church, man, the whole church broke down, started to bawl, you know, and all the children were crying, they said. So, you know, they're still looking for her, you know, and sad, but that's what happened, man. So, man, you know, if anybody got any information on the stabbings of Vinda Lee Smith, make sure, please give us, you know, please try to get the information, not to us, but, you know, give the information to the proper authorities, man, you know. Anybody know something out there? You know, it's time. Sometimes you got to step up. Yeah, you know. So, you know, let's hope there's no crookedness and shadiness into the game. You know what I'm saying? Let's just, we can't hope for nothing, man. No matter what it is, a wife is never worth being taken. So, with that being said, we're going to take it back, man. We're going to take it back. I'm going to play some up-to-date Eastside Rockers a little while, but I'm going to take it back to some old school, man. We got some time to rock, man. It's DJ Big Stool. I'm in the busy with the trizzy, look at glizzy. I'm going to rock this joint right here, man, because I think everything is out of sight, man. We're going to take it back to Clinton Center right now, real fast. This is how we used to do it. We used to take our time to our parties, man. We used to stand right about now. We used to be walking up the dance floor, stand the girl at her face. She be staring me in her face. And then next to the hall of guys, the party was breaking down the pool. The girls breaking the table. See the whole party rocking. Next, you know, 5 minutes later, next to the girls, she's pumping. Next to we all sit down right here. You don't know about this. You're taking it back. And so, I'm sick and tired of rat race.
it out. Cause baby doll, that's all I be about. Now tell me, how could you ever resist? Huh, I get that rocks as hard as this. I'm Dr. J-E-C-K, Wild Double L, and baby doll, I got that clear.
These motherfuckers up here. I done took a picture with one already, you know what I'm saying? One was mine. So, where little Mike at? Where that little bastard at? The little bastard that took that other one. Yeah? Where he at? Come here, man. Come here, man. Come here. I got 7 motherfucking minutes, so you gotta make this quick. See Home Piss right here? This is my man right here. Word up. What you shaming for? What's wrong?
Nothing, man.
You all right? You high? All right, fuck it then. I'm gonna join you with one in 5 minutes, all right? Manhattan, Boogie Down Bronx, I need everybody cooperation right about this time. Come on, give me a soul clap. Clap hands. Come on. Everybody, come on. Clap hands. I want to ask you a question. I want to know, is Manhattan in the house? Is the Bronx in the house? Is the Shaq crew in the house? Come on, clap hands. Come on, everybody. Come on. Nobody can do it like this AJ can. Come on. All right, now. Come on, now. I want everybody to clap your hands one time. Give me a soul clap. Come on, clap your hands. Everybody, say ho, ho. Ho, ho. I want to ask an important question out there. I know everybody done been to restaurants. I know everybody went to restaurants. I want to find out whose favorite restaurant. Is it Burger King? What about White Castle? What about Blimpies? Speaking of Wendy's, what is it? What is it? Is it Needix? What about Nathan's? Burger King? Is the cocaine crew in the house one time? Is the cocaine crew in the house? Cocaine crew, make noise, let me hear ya. Say blow! 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 Scream! Now come on, clap your hands now. Come on, we're gonna make outrage noise. Come on, clap. Clap your hands. Come on, clap. Clap your hands. And now I want to tell y'all, I want to know what's Zodiac sign getting the most cash money for that other MC there in the final that bit my shit. I want to know what's Zodiac sign getting the most money. Help me out, y'all. Is it cancers? What about Pisces? Is it Aquarius? Sagittarius? Tell me, what is it? What is it? Is it Virgos? What about Scorpios? Hey, statue, make noise. Let me hear y'all make noise. Let me hear you say, ho, 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 ho. For little Noonie one time. For little Noonie, let me hear y'all say, Noonie. Come on. Now all the people over there to get gold cash money, party people in the middle, say ho, ho, say we want to rock. Well, for those of whom that don't know me well, just listen to who I am. Hey, they call me Starsky, and I'm the busy bee. Plus, I got a lot of that clientele. I like to say, so come on, y'all, let's have a ball and clap your hands to the beat. This is I make you do the Patty Duke, I make you do what you like to the voice, the busy bee. Now, what the hell, boy? Now, where's that place we work it out? I wanna know where's that place we work it out. One time for me now. And when it's time to work it out, we take them straight down to the and shoot some spur. That jingle jangle. Everybody say it one time. I got spur. Party people, help me out. Somebody say sex. Say and more sex. Say I like it. Say I love it. When it's somebody, come on, anybody, come on, everybody, please scream. If you know how to do the gigolo, if you know how to do the gigolo, let me hear everybody say, I do. Well, then come on, do it, y'all. Now clap your hands, come on now, come on, clap. Clap your hands, come on, clap. Clap your hands. I know everybody loves their mama. If you love your mama, say it, you know that. Say it's like that. Somebody, come on, anybody, come on, everybody, please scream. If you're ready for 82, if you're ready for 82, let me hear y'all say 82, come on. 82. Getting money in 82. 82. Say one time, getting money in 82. 82. Once again, say we won't arrive. Now, what's my name? What's my name? Well, I know you, and y'all know me, so I welcome y'all to the place to be. Come on, I'm signing off right here on this here short shot to enter this contest for this trophy right here. I'm talking about a place to be here. I go, y'all. I go, 1, 2, 3, oh, shit. I go ball with the ball, but dang, dang, diggy, 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 take the boogie to the bang, bang. I go ball with the ball, but dang, dang, diggy, diggy. Come on, come on, come on. Right now, y'all, well, it's time to prepare to pose the number one rapper of the year. I'm not Dr. J or Reggie Jackson. Busy B is my name. I got all the action. Now y'all heard the rap, and you ready to go. Oh, with the baddest and MC stereo. I just kick off your shoes and relax your socks. Cause Busy B's here, and I'm ready to rock. And before I go, and before I quit, as I sing, and dance a little something like this. With the old hip, hot box, you rock the rock. Stay with me. I'm gonna turn it. Hurry up. Say ho! Come on, ho, ho, somebody scream, come on, scream, now where's the
place we work it out. Come on, yo, where's that place we work it out? Come on, say ho, ho. Say hey, ho, ho. Scream. Oh, get on down, get down, get down. That busy bee gotta sign off and let the rest of the MCs in the house. Come on and turn it out, just like I did. We got the Gold Rush 4 coming out, and we got another MC group coming up. The busy bee gonna sign off. See all the people later out there, the place to be. And I'll be back up later, just to point that shit over my head. Y'all pick it on now. All right, now before I go, let me hear y'all say, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Now say, la, 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 la. Say it again, go on. La, 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 la. That's it for me, son of Sam. Okay, on the boys. And all the party people in Manhattan, Boogie Down, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, I love you, each and every one of y'all.
Every time I see you, you make me wanna hold ya. You make me wanna get so close to you, close to you. Every time I see you, you make me wanna hold ya. So tell me, baby, what you wanna do. Every time I see you, girl, you make me wanna hold ya. You make me wanna get real close to you. See you, girl,
uh-huh.
You make me wanna hold ya.
Hold ya.
You make me wanna get real close to you, to you, to you.
It be them big eyes, thick thighs, and Levi's. Gringas, morenitas, latinas. It be them chicas, dulce, bien fina. Words that need a visa, gotta marry if you wanna keep her. Ha! And she got herself an attitude. And you like how she's kind of rude. And she always gets you in the mood. You just think of things to do for when you're finally in the room. That mesmerizing perfume, tantalizing hairdo. Personality, a family heirloom, a professional. With her own schedule, unique, a freak. On the sneak, but an intellectual. Looking for a general, ready to settle suit. You're looking for your ghetto boo, down for whatever too. Calling her Renee, like from back in the day. Seen a few around your way, you see
every
me say. For them dry spells, never fails. How you time that? Them long stretches are progression, but no question, it builds tension for your next session, which is the best sexing. And the open relationship leads to less stressing. It's a blessing in disguise, I tell you. Everything is simplified, you get me right. And if you're gonna spend the night, well, that's alright. Just look into eyes and whisper
every
to a light.
Bye. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties right then and there, but, you know, I'm pulling out some records, man. Pulling out some joints right there, man. You know what I mean? And I had to grab something. But we in the building, man. That was my man, main man, Words, man, doing his thing with that Get Real Close, man. That joint right there is hot. Played a little bit of the old Harlem World joint for y'all. Busy Bees, Starsky, old school, took it back. Little joint right back there, Harlem World Live at the MC's convention. Yes, sir, Bob. That's how I do it. Do it. I'm going to get into some more joints. I was thinking about getting into all the white boys who rocked at hip hop real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you this is Sunday night classic hip hop. But what I'm going to do before that, I'm going to play some old school. I'm going to come back, then we're going to do that. Got some more things to talk about at Beef Stew Radio. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. I got a lot of things. Tomorrow night is the final debate fight night 3. Plus, my man Boogie going to be on the radio dropping his mixtape live for y'all. Make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be Crizzle. But we're going to give y'all half hour nonstop music free on Beef Stew Radio, old school hip hop. This is how we do it. Make sure you tune in, stay tuned, stay grabbed, stay on, stay whatever you gotta do. Keep fastening your seatbelts, tie your feet across the table, block your ankles, hide the kids, you know what I'm saying? Bury the chisel, get the muzzle, whatever you gotta do, whatever fits your cup of tea, because I know I'm saying a lot of strange things, because basically there's a lot of strange people out there, but we're gonna do it like this and do it like that. We're gonna get fresh.
Hey, what up, huh?
See? Y'all was like, oh, but he just played that. Cause I just want to make sure y'all keep watching. Because if you don't be watching, I'm going to pass you by, man.
Creep on in.
Big V8, Big Stew, baby. Smooth like fire.
Riding high.
I got five on it, baby.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi.
Nothing with that in no weed. I got five on it. It's gonna be stuck and I'm so
man. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You made our fate, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll tonight, oh, so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the eight, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the two though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kids.
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the sound. Homies don't play around, we down there blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up to the ESO. Drink the ESO, key up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, is all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need half like a fool.
Thank you. intro. Cue up the searchlight, palm it to the center stage.
I grab the first mic.
Projecting the voice with this mic that I'm cuffing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man.
You freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks to dwell upon. You stepping on the trigger as the goon smash.
Squaring a butt.
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak them. Solid ball, sparking mission 5 feet away past dog.
Don't pause, there's no standing.
Or I'll play the 5-0. You don't stop moving until the search says so to keep the drive hooping. Shooting out the play 'em, three the hard way and keep you stepping to the AM.
And watch a chump like a candle.
Damn,
crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Continue to A1A.
East Grand Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots rings out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the Jackson jacks. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. I don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolved it.
Not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course. gonna know it in the courses. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel. Don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hunt dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Will Smith don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half you critics can't even stomach you, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears. Excuse me, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I have to download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MVD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Hey, just clap, clap your hands, come on, where the mafia families? In the house, you wanna pop more shit than Mickey Mouse. And when the mafia family, I make the cut. We gonna make the fly girls shake them up. Right. You say it, one is one and two with two. Come on, DJ, what you gonna do? You don't stop, I keep on to it. But the dawn, I got the MC crew that rocks the best. I take the pain, jump on the chest. I'm making you confess that we are the best. So you listen to the music and you hear my voice. You take us out, cause we the people's good. Take it out. You don't stop, that's my day rock. Just a rock to the beat, go to beat. It's all for the rock. Stop till the crew is on. When the crew is on, I see what I see. Yo, ski, rock and vicious lead. That's the J-O-E, yes, the S-K-I. The you're the cool Joe, the best man in town. You will bite to the light when you hear the sound. You hear the sound that I have today. I rock it to the beat, so it won't be. We got a man two, I'm one and two. Chopping the beat, he's gonna use the new competition from the rest. The cool to the pain drop. Shock the best, I like that, huh? Stay back, huh? Make the cool motherfuckers hit it hard. It's that the beat, huh? Alcohol. My man, come on. Let me see what you can do with the mic in your hand.
Well, I'm the A-M-P-K-T, so it is. The palm and the boot and the fool and the breeze. And I put like a butterfly, singing like a bee. I'm not talking about what the face could see. Well, you think you're fine, you make those around. You're talking about the girl, hit the ground. Check it out. Show me what you got to say.
You don't stop. Check it out. You don't stop. Because I went to school, yes, yesterday. Because I came in a dump. A great OJ, yeah, then I went to my first. Cause I had to go get my old lady class. And then I walked in my class. I'm so cool cause I come to learn the golden rule. And then I went to my seat and cool it out. My mom, big in the shop. I said, I'm Mr. Blue. So all right, before he said, yes, I will. So I thought it on. So he said, around. And he said, it's true. He's so cool too. It's ready to go. Now when I'm a cool too. It's ready to go. Somebody else.
Yes. Old school at its best. Ballroom. Yeah, I remember them days, man. We in the building. I want to read something to y'all, though. Tomorrow's debate is basically going to be about foreign policy, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to, read Mitt Romney's, what he stands on for his foreign policy. And this is off of his, this is off of his website. I'm going to read it to you guys a little bit. Our country today faces a bewildering array of threats and opportunities. As President, Mitt Romney will safeguard America and secure our country's interests and most cherished ideas. The unifying thread of his national security strategy is American strength. When America is strong, the world is safer. It's only American power conceived in the broadest terms that can provide the foundation for an international system that ensures that the security and prosperity of the United States and our friends and allies. a Romney foreign policy will proceed with clarity and resolve. Our friends and allies will not have to will not have doubts about whether where we stand and what we do what we will do to safeguard our interests and theirs. Neither will our rivals, competitors, and adversaries. The best ally world peace has ever known is a strong America. The last best hope on earth was Abraham Lincoln called our country. Mitt Romney believes in fulfilling the promise of Lincoln's words and defend America and the brothers, huh? Deep. Now I find that deep. Because first of all, when Mitt Romney's family was asked were they willing to fight for the country and go to war, they basically skipped to the loo and said, you know, I can help in other ways. You know? But you want to broaden, you want to send more kids and men, more youth to these wars. See, one thing about the prince, you know, the prince, he went to war himself. He went and fought. A lot of people who ran for president fought in wars. Republican Mr. McCain, he fought in war. John Kerry fought in wars. So, you know what I'm saying? And I bet you if Bill Clinton would have had to fight in the war, he probably wasn't a war guy. If he had to fight in the war, but this, you know, but these guys don't proclaim to push war and want war and want to start wars. But you guys, even Saddam Hussein's sons was in the war. Whatever they was doing, his sons was in the military too. They was in the battlefield. Gaddafi, everybody was in the battlefield. So let's think about it, man. Let's get on with it. I'm just tired of everybody talking Mizzy Maki. But, you know, that was Mitt Romney's thing, man. Y'all tell me that. I think I'm going to take it back to Friday, what K. Nicole said. I think it's superstition.
Hey DJ, I get funky.
Radio on a Sunday night classic hip hop, baby. This is how I do it all night long, Bizzle. All night long. Got some new news for y'all, man. We talking about the Ohio voters fraud billboards. They had to come down. The sponsor still stays unnamed. You know, more than 140 billboards in Ohio and Wisconsin was warning of criminal consequences of voter frauds will be taken starting Monday after the sponsors chose to remove them. And rather than reveal their identity, the billboard's owner said. The billboards, which was shown, you know, it was a large gravel and red, voter fraud is a felony up to 3.5 years and a $10,000 fine when a primary in lower income and minority houses and how, you know, neighborhoods the early October, just 6 weeks before, you know, just weeks before the election. You know what I'm saying? On Nova Cis. When they was immediately criticized about it, you know what I'm saying, and the attempt to intimidate minority brokers, the minority voters, the sponsors did not want to identify themselves. The people on the billboards the sponsors will not identify themselves on the billboards owned by Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is some more stuff that you know what I'm saying? Some more stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, the sponsors, Clear Channel basically called the sponsor a private family foundation. That's what they said. You know what I mean? And crews on Monday will begin taking down 30 billboards in Cleveland, Ohio, 30 billboards in Columbus, and 85 in Milwaukee. You know what I mean? So that's what's going down. In response to the outcry, you know what I'm saying? Clear Channel donated 10 billboards around Cleveland area that read voting is right and is not a crime. So that's crazy. That's Clear Channel. That's people that own, you know, some of the radio stations. Some of the bigger radio stations that do not want to hire guys like me because they know I tell the truth. So that's what's popping, though. Isn't that what's popping? That's what pizzle my nigga. Oh, man, we in the building, man. Beats through radio, man. I'm just ready to go crazy, man. Things is where it's at, man. Want to get into some old school once again. Another brother who was basically from the East Side Story, old school cat back in the days. 007, Mr. Bomb. We taking it back. Red head back. Let's go, y'all. Sunday night, old school cat.
Hello, 007. Of love, drinking wine, my telephone turned into the
since I came out the nut sack. I'm in a murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror. Buck, buck, lights out. Cause when I grab my sword off, niggas get hauled off. Barrel one, set your motherfucking flesh. Barrel two, set your fucking heart out your chest. You see, I'm quick to let the hammer go flip on my tech nine. So if you try to wreck mine, foolish your bedtime. Feel the blast from the chocolate bomber. Infrared, and let your head like your name was Sarah Connor. Decapitation, I ain't hesitating to put you in a funeral home with a bullet in your dome. I'm hot like lava. You got a problem? I got a problem solver, and his name is Revolver. It's like a deadly game of freeze tag. I touch you with a phony for mag, and you're frozen inside a body bag. Nobody iller than a graveyard filler, cap pillar, cause I'm a natural born killer.
Friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True fucking player. jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Yeah, baby. We in the building, Beast Stew Radio, man. You know, I keep y'all up with the news, man. There's a new poll that a lot of y'all might not know about, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's about a lot of unlikely group of people that's now defecting to Obama. You know, like an unlikely group of voters that's now defecting to Obama. In today's highly polarized political environment, it is somewhat surprising, you know, to find voters that voters who backed John McCain in 2008 now support President Barack Obama. But they exist. You know what I mean? They exist. People would think that they're me. Roughly 5% of respondents and the recruiters in the Reuters poll and the Reuters / ISPOIPSOS poll said that they chose Republican contender in 2008 and will switch in 2012 to Obama. This number has peaked about 9% at two separate times over the summer, according to the data that was collected. You know what I'm saying? We got a person named Jeff Waldron, 56, a retired electrician and retail worker who has voted Republican all his life, but in his view, he said Obama has done a good job with what he was left with and truly believes that allowing Mitt Romney in there is going to make the world a whole lot worse. And watch out, like the Republican ticket in 2008 because McCain is a veteran, because Sarah Palin made him laugh. The McCain to Obama switches are 55% male and then white males at that, and 34% of them are the ages of 55 and older. Overall, Obama trails Mitt Romney 34-52% amongst white men over 50. About 72% of them are white. So they are largely from the East Coast. Nearly 4 in 10 live in the Mid-Atlantic or South Atlantic. Nearly 3 in 10 finished their education after high school. And nearly 2 in 10 have a bachelor's degree. 2/3 say that they are absolutely going to vote, choosing 10 on a 1 to 10 scale, the likelihood, of voting. You know, even though 38% overall voters believe the economy in this election is the most important prominent issue, just 1/3 of McCain's defectors agree that the character matters. So right now, if I had to choose, it would be Obama because he's more, personable, said William Holley, 58 years old, a retiree from Converse Township, Michigan. Romney has changed his position so many damn times, you don't know what he thinks at all, but they're both liars. And that's how a lot of people feel. A lot of people feel like Obama lied to. A lot of people's not right on with Obama. They just feel that if they had to pick somebody, they'd rather pick Barack Obama over Romney. All I can say, party people, is just when you get tired of the game and you want something new, you just do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. We are in the building.
Everybody, don't you know it's time to party? Everybody, don't you know it's time to party? Well, who's this, y'all? Well, who's that? I said, is this Gold Daddy and Captain Rap? We're gonna take it to the winners, gonna take it to the walls, gonna rock till the sweat roll down your drawers. Now, is this Gold Daddy and Captain Rap? We're not just faces in the crowd. I'm with the leaders of the pack. Said, is this Gold Daddy and Captain Rap? I know it's Eddie's like a star and back to back. We're gonna rock the house. We're gonna start right now. Rap, and I've been blowing my horn.
Hollywood. Rap the cowboys out your body, make you feel real good. Now my rap is over, I'ma give it on back to the man with the mouth, and that's a fact. I tell you wiggle and you waddle like a wedded bird. Oh, disco daddy, what's the word?
Well, from the east side, from the west side, from the north and from the south, you know they all come here. Far and near, this is down with the man with the mouth. I only see y'all, I see y'all, let's rock it to the beat, y'all. To the beat, y'all, to the beat, y'all, to the big and bad funky beat. Now it's a humping and a thumping and a rocking affair. I said, I'm disco daddy and I'm glad you're here. You don't know me, but I know you. You got to get on down, you got to do that, do. I'm gonna tune you in, then I'm turning you on. I said, disco daddy, just to get you on. Gonna jam it all night, gonna keep it live. Gonna rock real hard and that's no job. So if you come inside, let me rock it to once. You're gonna come back and you want a whole bunch. I said, disco daddy, rapping just for fun. And my rap is sweet, just like a honey bun. To the rhythm of the disco beat. You're jamming with the rhythm and you're making it sweet. Sweating that sweat in the disco heat. On the beat, y'all, I see y'all. Let's rock it to the beat, y'all. To the beat, y'all, to the beat, y'all. To the big and bad funky beat. Give it right back.
That rap's so good that'll make you cry. Put emotion in your body, raise your arms in the sky. I'ma stomp down sweet, hip to the beat. Rockin', rollin', rapping treat. I like Mighty Joe Young and a man called Flash. I'm guaranteed to reach the top of the class. Put your seatbelt on and let down your flaps. You're gonna take a ride with Captain Rap. What we got going here is a celebration. And from town to town, I'm gonna shock the nation. Gonna rap my stuff until I know it's good. In every party house in your neighborhood. Said I'm Captain Rap, and I'ma lay my word. I'm here to stake my claim on all the pretty girls. Gonna fool you, gonna sleep. What a devastation, with a rap so sweet that'll captivate. If you're throwing a party and you don't know what to do, call
Disco Daddy
and Captain Rap too. You can bet your bottom dollar it'll be a smash. Be coming through the door talking nothing but trash. While you're hopping in the pump, we wanna make it clear we're the best two rappers in the atmosphere. So you're rocking and you're rolling and you're jamming and dealing. And I'm Captain Rap, you'll hit the ceiling. Let's take it to the east,
and let's take it to the west.
Let's take it to the one who rocks the rest.
Like this, y'all, like that. I said it's getting too hot to kick back. I said I'm Disco Daddy, that isn't my name. And rocking to the beat.
Miles away, chasing my Dutch. Mr. Will Porter performing the clutch.
for my competition, roll them off in the dust, do a lot of things, but a nigga never brag, dish my time and dish my swag, too many suckers, not enough time, why you give up yours, I'm going out for mine,
got your stack game right, go bust your head,
got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head,
got your slide on the side,
go bust your head,
go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head,
you sitting on chrome,
go bust your head,
got your girl at home,
go bust your head,
wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head,
go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head,
I'm so on a busy, for sure I get busy, got that New York swag like you can't run with me, way out your area, flow so scarier, sharp like terrier, more the merrier, run with the takeover, I'm like way over any expectation, so dedication, timing is everything, I'm so timely, limelight, rhyme tight, I'm so priceless, bang like Halo, always on my J.O., put that work in, that's for certain, haters is curtains, good night, see ya, wouldn't wanna be ya, three strikes, I leave ya, whole fam heavyweight, ain't nothing light here, fans like light, yeah, my year, get it, yeah, make noise anywhere, wanna know what it is, where it's at, I'm right here,
it's that game right,
go bust your head,
got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head,
got your slide on the side,
go bust your head,
go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head,
you sitting on chrome,
go bust your head,
got your girl at home,
go bust your head,
wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head,
go ahead and bust your head,
go bust your head,
said I had to be Southern, but still New Yorkish.
This what I'm saying, you can tell I'm important. Move from the block, now we up in the fortress. Vision too clear to ever be distorted. Rhyme so pouring, almost like you could snort it. All white fitted to the side, I sport it. This is a movement, if you will support it. Don't try and fight it, might as well just forfeit.
Got your stack game right,
go bust your head.
Got your bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got your slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Something for my guys, Sonny Liza and a little girl named Corinne.
To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac can, if don't nobody else can. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? Women. I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. Take the man in me to conquer this fantasy. It seems the rain will never let
up, I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup.
To the pizzle, to pop. Got some more little news going on. All right. In Daytona Beach, Mitt Romney accused President Barack Obama of running a campaign that based on petty attacks and silly words, and accused his rival of having no agenda for the future. The Obama campaign has become incredibly a shrinking campaign, the Promney said, on the Oceanside route with his running mate Paul Ryan. This is a big country with big opportunities and big challenges, and they keep talking about smaller things. That's what Romney remarks. His remarks appeared to be a response to, Obama charged Friday that Republicans are suffering from Romneysia. Distancing himself from his past policies and positions. He doesn't feel that's an issue, Romney. He feels that nobody should call him out on all the things he switched and flip-flopped. I don't understand why he feels that way. You know? Jesse Jackson Jr. conveniently turns to rehab. That's another story in itself. Jesse Jackson Jr. Yep. Now, after a week that included questioning about his campaign finances, reports about him drinking, about him out drinking in Chicago, you know what I mean? Jesse Jackson Jr. is heading back to the Mayo Clinic for the second time. You know, basically the Chicago Sun-Times, Michael Sneed, wrote a report that Jackson was on his way back to Mayo Clinic on Friday night. Jackson's been on medical leave since June for bipolar disorder. Jackson is resuming his retirement at the Minnesota Clinic because he was finding it too difficult to be at home. He's trying to seek help. Can't get mad at him. Probably got some more stuff because, you know, politicians are politicians. No matter what color, no matter what thing. Politicians. Some are good, some are bad. We don't know who's who. We don't. We really just don't know who's who. We could only guess and hope that we know. That's the only thing we could do. And y'all understand that. So, back again. Should we get back into some more music? I don't know. Another thing. Well, I'll get back I might come back with this other one because I know people want to get music. We about ready to get out of here soon. We only have a few more music, so I'm definitely going to play some stuff for y'all. We're going to get, you know, we definitely did the Tupac thing. I like that. We're going to get into some more old school hip-hop, man. See if y'all remember this joint right here. I don't know who will.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Houdini drops another one in everybody's face. And
let's go, y'all.
This one.
I'm a hoe.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Yo, Donkey.
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, what's happening tonight, man? I'm going to check out a few skis over there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, I've seen a lot of skis in this place tonight, man.
I know. I'm ready to do well.
I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. I rock three different freaks at the MV show. I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. How do you know me? Cause I told you so.
Some say it's a art, some say it's a shame. You would give me your body before your name. Well, I'm a digger high and I'm a digger low. I'm a digger wherever it can go. So later on, don't act like you don't know when I pick.
baby. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl, Monty Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Thug Mrs., Madame Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl, Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem Stand Up, Queensbridge Stand Up, Brooklyn Stand Up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that be handling their men.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Beat Suit Radio.